you the direction of that cash register, sweetie.
You'll find all the details on specially marked wrappers of great-tasting Master Brand.
Well, come on then, Doughboy. We got some shopping to do.
Master Bread's Fantasy Shopping's free. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be 18 years or older to enter. For details, see specially marked wrappers of Master Bread.
How about that? You go through the grocery store and there's talking bread. Well, I've never heard of anything. I've heard the buns humming before, but I've never heard. Say, are those buns humming? Hot dog? No, hamburger. So anyway, we got a breakfast quiz winner. Mike Robley, who lives in South St. Paul, knew the answer to the breakfast quiz question that you asked.
That Herschel and Cindy Walker's Rottweiler dog is named Al Capone.
And for knowing that, it's tickets to everything. It gets a pair of tickets to go to the Tunnel of Terror. That'd be the Tunnel of Terror. It's real scary, kids. It opens up October 19th and runs through Halloween. And it's where it always has been, right down by the Watergate Marina, right down off of Shepherd Road there.
In the caves, it's real scary.
It's the best. It is, I think, for the third year in a row, fourth year in a row now, voted the best or the scariest or most fun haunted house thing to go to. Plus, a pair of tickets for the Timberwolves against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ooh.
Everybody who wins tickets for that from us will get a shot at exchanging those for front row seats, courtside. Cool, huh? Plus, two pair of tickets to go see Fifth Avenue at O'Shaughnessy this coming Friday
night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night. And, of course, Edie's Ice Cream, featuring the Heinz and Berglund flavor, fortunately yours. Look for it in grocery stores everywhere. No, wait, stop this song. I don't want to play this song. I wanted to play Fifth Avenue. Because formerly Fifth Street, now Fifth Avenue, and here's their tune, Any Day, one of their original composition things. They'll be playing this, or singing this, actually, tomorrow night at O'Shaughnessy. Show starts 8:30. For ticket info, 690-6700.
Going nowhere.
WLOL, about 4 or so before 7. Close enough to call this news time. Hit it, Bob.
A new report finds that fear of lawsuits and escalating insurance costs are causing some doctors to stop delivering babies. It's affecting poor women the most. The report says there is now a serious shortage of obstetrical care in many rural and inner-city areas. A sign of the times, cast members of Knott's Landing say the reason their nighttime soap has remained popular for more than 10 years is that it mirrors the American way of life. Michelle Lee says the characters are touchable and change as the middle class changes. Lee also says the show is not afraid to take on modern issues like cleaning up the environment and the drug problem. She never gives up. Convicted cop slapper Zsa Zsa Gabor has replaced her attorney with another one. Gabor's new lawyer says this will give her the chance of appealing the case, since her trial attorney doesn't handle appeals.
Mm-hmm.
He says Zsa Zsa will wait until after her October 17th sentencing before deciding whether to appeal. She was convicted of battery of a police officer, driving without a valid license, and having an open container of booze in the car.
Oh, that. Okie doke.
She was upset, too, because she says her jury was not made up of her peers.
Yeah, no, nobody in her class was there.
No directors, no producers, no press agents, no actors.
Yeah. Oh, well, crying out loud. Couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, we'll be right back with sports stuff. Hang on.
Right? I like it long, except when I want it short. And when it's curly, I kind of wish it was straight, right? But with Great Clips, I can like my hair any way I want, right?
So right for the times. Great Clips for hair.
Oh, yeah. Right to the times. For me, it's doing what you want, when you want. And when you get a haircut, hey, That's up to me. No appointments, no hassles.
Get the cut, style, or perm you want, when you want it, at Great Clips for Hair. Because making you wait for an appointment is just not our style.
Visit Great Clips for Hair next to Children's Palace on Shingle Creek Parkway or in Central Plaza Shopping Center at 45th and Central, Columbia Heights. Call the connection at 922-9000 for the location nearest you.
Once again, it's time for Musicland's secret sale. You know, the sale where we tell only a cool people about it. So if you're cool, you can hear this message. But to the people who aren't cool, it sounds more like this.
Hey, what happened to the radio?
Probably a malfunction in the transmitter. Those things are blowing MOSFETs all the time at so many megahertz.
Megahertz? I'll say darn near killed them.
You see, only the cool people know about this sale. That's because it prices this good. If everybody knew about it, we could lose a fortune. I mean, consider this. Tears for Fears, the Seeds of Love on Fontana. The Beach Boys, Still Cruisin' on Capitol. Eurythmics, We Two Are One on Arista. Or Starship, Love Among the Cannibals on RCA. So come to Musicland's secret sale, but only if you're cool enough to hear this message. If you're not cool, well, just look for our newspaper ad. You won't find it.
Hey, look at this blank page in the newspaper. Boy, somebody's gonna pay for that mistake!
Okay, Bergie, close enough for sports stuff here.
Minnesota Vikings general manager Mike Lynn returned to the Twin Cities last night without making a deal for Dallas Cowboys star running back Herschel Walker. But Lynn said they're closer than they were a day ago, and they'll keep working. In the San Francisco Bay Area, scalpers are getting $300 to $500 for World Series game tickets. And a classified newspaper ad is asking $10,000 for a ticket to Game 7. The World Series begins Saturday night in Oakland.
I wonder if they've actually figured there's going to be a Game 7. What do you think? I don't know. I think the Giants.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the A's.
Oh, well, they're a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about that? It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
From the top of the IDS Center, 99.5 WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
WLOL. News 11 meteorologist Paul Douglas is standing by with Twin City weather. Morning, Paul.
I'm squatting at the moment.
Are you really? You're not
really
standing there?
Really standing by. Isn't it true, though, that, and you tell me if I'm wrong, don't many disc jockeys stand because they get better enunciation? They speak from the diaphragm.
That's true.
I'm sure that's why some stand. I stand. But that's
stand?
Because, no, Bergie doesn't, but I do. But that's because I have no place to sit.
Oh, really? They stole your chair again?
Yeah, there is no place to sit in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee.
So I'm standing, and I've been standing for a year and a half now. And I won't stand for this anymore.
You'll be laying down for 2 days.
Well, I'll be laying down for 2 days, too, yes.
Lying down, please.
Lying down.
Sorry.
That's right. That's right. We must be grammatically correct.
So, Paul, is this a good weekend to put away lawn furniture and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, especially Saturday. Saturday, the nicer day of the weekend. Yet, accelerate your backyard chores and winterizing plans and leaf raking, whatever you've been procrastinating. I'd really try to squeeze it in the next 2 to 3 days while the weather is blissful.
But it's too soon to be leaf raking.
Well, there are two different ways of looking at that. One way of looking at it is keep up with it, do it 2 or 3 times. You know, I'm under the impression that you just wait for everything to come down and then...
You got it.
And then rake. But my wife, Mrs. Windchill, disagrees with me, but I'm going
to
wait.
I like to wait till spring.
But you... Why spring, Bergie? You don't want to let that stuff...
I don't like to do it.
You're sure the leaves are all down then, too?
Yeah, well... There is that.
See? Yep. See?
But you do want a rake to aerate your lawn, keep the air circulation. You need
Whoever
that.
Told you that? Who told you that?
Yeah, some people down at the U.
No,
I don't know. Mostly sunny, delightful today. It's going to be real fine. 73 for a high today. Clear moonlit skies tonight down to 43. No complaints again tomorrow. Plenty of sun, a lukewarm breeze. Big smiles all around. 75 tomorrow. Saturday, the weather starts to sour. A cold front arrives. But I think it'll start out sunny in the morning, clouds thickening up during the day, and maybe some showers late in the day Saturday and Saturday night. 67 Saturday, 50 Sunday, a better chance of showers. And then by Monday into a cold northwest flow, 40s for highs, may not get out of the upper 30s to around 40 on Tuesday.
Okay.
Based on our Hofmüller projections.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which is coming in, yeah. It has been pretty consistent here, right around 15th through the 18th. As much as 20 degrees colder than normal. So when it gets this nice, you know the other shoe is going to drop. And, enjoy the next 2 to 3 days.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Okay. Hey, John, good luck.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll be watching tonight. We'll be watching you at 5, 6, and 10 on 11.
Why?
Why?
Oh, okay.
We just always do it. It's just habit.
Really?
Yeah, I guess. That's the plan.
Just like scratching, picking, but...
I won't because they don't get very good TV reception in the box, but somebody will be watching it. Maybe they'll tape it and I'll watch it when I get out on Saturday.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Good luck. See you guys.
Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Ever notice how people exaggerate?
Yeah, so I went to Audio King's 3-day sale and I bought myself the best stereo TV. Yeah, that's it. And I saved 100 bucks. Yeah, and then I just walked right out and didn't give them a cent. And I don't even have to pay them back for 3 months. I mean a decade.
Yes, it is funny how people exaggerate. Unless they're talking about Audio King's 3-day sale, where everything you've just heard is true. This weekend at Audio King, save like never before on seldom sale price top brand name audio, video, and car stereo equipment. Save on stereo TVs, VCRs, camcorders, receivers, compact disc players, cassette decks, and car stereo. Names like Yamaha, Denon, Mitsubishi, Sony, JVC. I'm not exaggerating. Plus, pay zero interest and make no payments until January 1990. Audio King's 3-day sale this weekend only. Don't miss it.
During Wick's Furniture's sleeper sale, all sleepers are on sale. And with some, the matching love seat is free. Simply buy your choice of 3 outstanding sleepers, and the matching love seat is free. With no payments or finance charges till February 1990, when you use or open a Wick's charge. Buy our contemporary queen-size innerspring sleeper for just $599.98, and the matching love seat is free. Choose our plush pub-back sleeper for only $699.98, and the love seat is free. Or buy our striking extra deep, extra long queen size inner spring sleeper for just $799.98, and the love seat is free with no payments or finance charges till February 1990 with a Wick's charge. See store for details. All sleepers are on sale, and with some, the matching love seat is free. Quality made affordable by Wick's Furniture.
At Wick's Furniture, Fridley and Edina.
W-L-O-L. Hey, coming up in just a couple of songs.
What?
Live on the air via the telephone at WLOL. Billy Bob from the Roadkill Cafe in Autobody.
I'm good.
Memories of you.
And a half WLOL. About 13 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Still 38 degrees.
38 buried alive degrees.
He's looking good in every way.
Ninety-nine and a half WLOL, about 17 or so after 7 o'clock in the morning. Hines and Berglund. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Billy Bob McMonagle from the Roadkill Cafe and Autobody.
Good deal.
We'll find out what kind of a report and maybe perhaps a movie review or whatever he's got for us this week.
Arby's has two delicious new sandwiches, the Country Fried Steak Sandwich and the Country Fried Steak and Cheddar. They're both great. Of course, you may be wondering which country these crispy country fried steaks come from. Well, I'm not sure. But these are big sandwiches, so it's, you know, probably a good-sized country. And since they let you choose freely between two different sandwiches, it must be a democracy. Now, the country fried steak and cheddar comes with sautéed onions and cheddar cheese sauce. Cheese comes from cows, so we can assume that this large, unnamed republic has a substantial cow population. And the country fried steak deluxe has crisp lettuce and tomato, indicating, good rainfall and plenty of sunlight, which would pretty much rule out Iceland and the Baltic states. I'll tell you, folks, I am stumped on this country thing, but look, try Arby's new country fried steak sandwiches anyway and taste the Arby's difference. Oh, did I mention that this mystery country also has Purple Mountains Majesty and Fruited Plains?
Arby's new country fried steak deluxe and steak and cheddar. Try one today.
When you need x-rays, isn't it a pain when your doctor is in one place and the x-ray technician is someplace else? Don't you wish they were both in the same place? Well, join the group.
Group Health. We have something different to offer, like x-ray facilities with certified staff in all our medical centers. So if you've been wondering if there are any real differences between health plans, join the group. Because at Group Health, we look at health care from a different perspective, yours.
Oh, hi, good morning. It's about 19 after 7. Hang on a second here. Let's just check. Hi, good morning. Billy Bob McMonagall from the Roadkill Cafe and Autobody. Hello?
Yo.
Hey, boy, hi. This is Billy Bob McMonagall from Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe and Autobody, where fresh off the grill means two different things.
Can you spell Autobody for me, please?
Autobody. A-U-T-O-B-O-D-Y.
Okay.
Otterbody.
Got it. Okay,
thanks. Well, I tell you what, boys, business is booming up here, fellas.
It is.
What we have done is we have instituted a new advertising campaign.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a multimedia campaign. What we do is we have my brother Billy Earl. He drives down the highway with a bullhorn. Shout out today's special.
Oh, that's a multimedia? Multimedia means like more than one thing there, I think.
Well, he's going both ways. So business is booming. We have a brand new item on the menu this week. It's designed much like McDonald's. I take a lot of my cues from McDonald's.
Uh-huh, because they do a lot of research.
They sure do. And that means I don't have to. I just steal their ideas.
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I'm trying to appeal to the youth market.
Oh.
Little kids. Get them little kids to go, Daddy, Daddy, I have to go to Billy Bob's.
How do you do that?
Well, I have a new item on there that goes, it's called Fox in a Box.
Fox in a Box?
That's right. It's a brand new takeout item. What we do is it's just on Fox Fricassee Special. But what we do is we put it in a fun box. With a lot of games and pictures on the side of the box.
Uh-huh.
With our brand new mascot, Wrong Way Raccoon. See, right now I'm even exploring the possibility of obtaining a Wrong Way Raccoon suit for Billy Earl to walk up and down the highway with to advertise to the kids.
That'd be a good idea. Sure. Have to try to run across the highway every now and then.
Well, that could be very entertaining because ain't no eyes in the suit. Anyway, today is listener mail today.
Okay.
That's right. I get a lot of letters from your listeners. I really do. I can't answer them personal or nothing like that because that would take time. But what I have is what I want to do is say thank you to each and every one of the listeners who wrote in. It means a lot to me. And it's a good thing they wrote to me because my brother Billy Steve, he don't open his mail no more.
Why is that?
Well, because he received an autographed picture of former President Richard Nixon in the year 1979.
Uh-huh.
He figured everything else from that point on would be a major letdown. So here's letter number one.
Okay.
Dear Billy Bob, how are you? I am fine. I am 7. Our teacher made us write to our favorite celebrity, and I couldn't think of anyone. Could I write to you, and could you send me some free stuff? I would admire you greatly if you would. Otherwise, you are scum. Signed, your friend, Troy Goodmanson, Oakdale, Minnesota.
Wow.
Dear Troy, first of all, thanks for asking how I am. Second of all, perhaps you should admire Santa Claus, because you ain't getting nothing from me you don't pay for, kid. Second letter, dear Billy Bob, please consider this a formal application for employment at your establishment. I have 7 years' experience as a mechanic and will be a valuable asset to your auto body division. Sincerely, Mike Vanelli, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, first of all, Mike, I know your letter was sincere because you typed it. Second of all, I can't hire you because you ain't my brother. For example, if I hired you, your name would be Billy Vanelli. And that's the name of a rock group.
Yes.
So best of luck to you, and baby, don't forget my number. Next letter. Dear Billy Bob and family darlings, so what if I slapped a cop? I'm a star, dang it. Signed, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Hollywood, California.
How about that?
Says, I wrote back to her. I said, Dear Zsa Zsa, you come up to Kennebec County and slap a cop, he'll slap you right back. That's for me. And if you're a star, what does that make someone real important like Elvis Peterson? He would have to be like an entire nebula, a constellation, or something like that.
Well, that's true.
That lady burns me up. So them the three letters I have. I also want to mention it to you. I know that you're going to get buried alive, John.
Yes, tonight, as a matter of fact.
Is that dumb?
Well,
we're going to do it up here, too.
You are?
Yeah, my brother Billy Steve, he's having a sympathetic buried alive. He's going to bury himself alive in the trunk of a 1970 Gremlin over to the sanitary landfill.
Hold it. There's a problem with that, though.
What?
Well, because Gremlin doesn't have a trunk.
Oh. Gremlin don't have a trunk?
No.
It don't. Billy Steve, he's trying to get out of work for 2 days. Boy, that burns me up. I'll have to take that up with him.
Yeah.
Here's my movie review today.
Okay.
The movie is In Country. Boy, dude, I tell you what, last year, if you would have told me the best actors in movies this year would be Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, and Bruce Willis, I would have said you've gone to church too much and dipped into the sacramental wine.
Oh, yeah?
But I tell you what, I would be very greatly surprised if Mr. Bruce Willis did not get an Academy Award nomination for this movie, In Country.
Really?
This is a real, real, real good movie. Very, very, you know, one of them serious, powerful movies.
Yeah?
It's very, very good. You know, I tell you, if you're saying to yourself, boy, that's one of them Vietnam movies. I've seen all them Vietnam movies. I won't see no more.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is not like a Vietnam movie. It's real good. It's kind of like a story of people in a rural community. And Bruce Willis, boy, that fella can act. And if you don't cry at this movie, there's something wrong with your tear duct.
Okay.
So I can't make no jokes about it. It's just a real good movie. Three thumbs up. Everybody go check this one out, In Country.
Okay.
So that's the whole thing. I'm sorry to end on a serious note, but I couldn't think of nothing funny.
Well, hey, you know, that happens every now and then, Billy Bob.
It sure does.
That in itself is kind of funny.
So I tell you, I have to roll here because I'm going to talk to Billy Steve about trying to take 2 days off.
Yeah, he's just fooling you.
Well, and good luck, John, and I hope you come out.
Well, thank you, Billy Bob.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
see ya.
Bye-bye. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock, WLOL. Yes, and a very big end it is, too. It's 28 after 7, WLOL. Close enough, we could call this news time. Hit it, Bob.
Police say a 22-year-old man from Jamaica is in custody following what authorities say is the biggest marijuana bust in the history of the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Police say they found 65 pounds of marijuana in two suitcases. Eight members of Edina High School's homecoming court have been suspended for drinking at a party. That's the second such incident in as many weeks at Twin Cities area schools. Last week, 16 Hastings High School seniors were suspended. In the Sears building at Lake in Chicago in Minneapolis is being sold to a Canadian developer who plans to turn it into a hotel, office, and retail space.
Well, boy.
Scenic Lakes.
Yeah, and beautiful Lake and Elliott, right between Lake and Elliott and Chicago and 10th. And boy, that will sure add some vitality to that area.
That's going to happen. Let me see when.
I'm just curious.
It closes in January.
Okay.
And they're releasing more details at a news conference this morning.
I see. But it's going to be a hotel, office, and retail space.
Yep.
I think that'd be neat, you know, to check into this. Call it Sears Roebuck Hotel.
The Craftsman Suite.
There
you go.
Hi, I'd like a room, please, catalog pickup, please. If you could have something, like with the view of the stock room.
The Kenmore. That's kind of a classic name.
The Kenmore, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in, the opening is like a big dryer. And you have to walk through this tumbler that turns, like at the Funhouse. Cool. And then make sure you clean the lint filter before you do every load. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Hi, I'm staying at the Kenmore Hotel. Solid as Sears. Crying out loud. How about that? Plus, just so many. I'd like a room back by the paint department, please. Or if you don't have anything in paint, can you get me just something in toys or sewing machines? See, Sears used to have, if you were never in that store, you didn't know this, but Sears used to have in the vacuum cleaner department,
uh-huh,
a vacuum cleaner. And I remember this because with a hose stuck in the air blowing part, and there would be a beach ball in the air suspended over
there. Oh, yes,
sure,
I've seen
that. Just blowing. The hose would hold this beach ball up in the air. And it'd be so cool. And when my dad would take us down there, because he'd have to go down to pick something up in Cadillac, I'd always want to walk by and just put my hand over that. But I didn't have the guts, because I figured either the sales guy or my dad would clobber me a good one. But I always wanted to do that, you know, just reach in there and just stop that air from coming out and just see that old ball just hung there still, if there's a string or what. And then, can we get some popcorn? Because popcorn from Sears was always cool, too. And then you'd hang out by the candy counter and, all right, that's enough reminiscing. I'm over it now. WLOL, it's about 7:30, 7:31, somewhere in there.
Hi, this is Paul Schaefer with John Hines and the man known as Mr. News, Bob Berglund.
And when the radio is on, from the Coast to Coast album, WLOL. Radio! Hi, WLOL, 25 minutes before 8 o'clock, Buried Alive time, with John Hines and Bob Berglund. Morning. Hey, at 6 o'clock tonight at Southdale Ford, take the frontage road on the south side of 494, right there between France and 100. And that's where Southdale Ford is. Anyway, everybody's invited to come out for the internment for the bear, and bring something for the area food shelves, part of the Greater Minnesota Food Bank Network. And we'll be collecting throughout the 48 hours that in the box out there. Tomorrow morning, it'll be business as usual on the radio, broadcasting from there. Well, not business as usual, of course.
Cause that should be interesting.
I won't get a newspaper. You know, well, I could get one, but not tomorrow's. I suppose, you know, I brought a newspaper with me. No, hey, that wouldn't work very well either, would it?
Shove it down the air hole. Wait a minute, stop!
Hey! The newspaper is stuck in the air hole. Well, don't do that. So, anyway. But
what if you're in there for 18 hours or something and start to go bonkers?
What do you mean start?
How will you gauge that?
I know.
Yeah, what will you compare that to?
Well, that's my worry.
See, who would know? I'm sure I won't. Well, no, I think I won't. I hope I don't.